This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some airlines have canceled flights to the capital of Ukraine, and troops there have unloaded fresh shipments of weapons from NATO members. Ukraine's president on Sunday sought to project confidence in the face of U.S. warnings of a possible invasion within days by a growing number of Russian forces. Aides to President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. President Joe Biden say the two leaders spoke for about an hour on Sunday. Zelensky insisted that Ukrainians have the country under safe and reliable protection against feared attack by a far stronger Russian military. The White House said that both agreed to keep pushing difference and deterrence and diplomacy to try to stave off a Russian offensive. The busiest U.S.-Canada border crossing reopened late Sunday after protests against COVID-19 restrictions closed it for almost a week. While Canadian officials held back from a crackdown on a larger protest in the capital, Ottawa, the Detroit International Bridge Company said in a statement that the Ambassador Bridge is now fully open and allowing the free flow of commerce between the Canada and U.S. economies once again. The crossing normally carries about 25% of all trade between the two countries, and the blockade on the Canadian side had disrupted businesses in both countries, with automakers forced to shut down several assembly plants. Police in Windsor, Ontario, said earlier in the day that more than two dozen people had been peacefully arrested, seven vehicles towed, and five seized as officers cleared the last demonstrators from near the bridge. This is VOA News. Police say that an enraged mob stoned to death a middle-aged man in Pakistan for allegedly desecrating the Quran in a remote village there. The custodian of a local mosque said he saw the man burning the Muslim holy book inside the mosque on Saturday evening and told others before informing police. The violence took place in Punjab province. Police rushed to the scene where a man was found surrounded by angry people. A police officer and two subordinates tried to take custody of the man, but the crowd began throwing stones at them, seriously injuring one officer. The identity of the man accused of blasphemy is not known. India's space agency launched an Earth observation satellite from the Space Center early Monday. Two co-passenger satellites were also sent into space. Footage from the Indian Space Research Organization showed the rocket's ignition and following flight before it disappeared into the upper atmosphere, prompting cheers from technicians. Russian teenager Kamila Valieva has been cleared to compete in the women's figure skating competition at the Winter Olympics despite failing a pre-games drug test. The Court of Arbitration for Sport released its ruling less than 12 hours after a hastily arranged hearing that lasted into early Monday morning that the 15-year-old Valieva, the favorite for the women's individual gold, does not need to be provisionally suspended ahead of a full investigation. The court gave her a favorable decision in part because she was a minor, a protected person, and was subject to different rules from an adult athlete. The Los Angeles Rams carried off the crown jewel in a venue built for champions by winning the Super Bowl trophy. It took a precise 79-yard drive capped by Cooper Kupp's first, or I should say one-yard touchdown reception with 1 minute 25 seconds remaining for a 23-20 victory Sunday over the Cincinnati Bengals to give the Rams their first NFL title since the 1999 season and their first representing Los Angeles since 1951. And they did it in their home, which is the $5 billion SoFi Stadium, making the Rams the second consecutive host to win the championship after Tampa Bay became the first ever to do so a year ago. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.